Hello there. Yes, I'm real. Notice me, senpai. Who the hell am I? Well, I'm not your guardian angel, that's for sure. How about a game? Three guesses. If you get it right, I owe you a favor, and if not, you owe me Sound good? Okay, fair enough. You don't know me, so you won't owe me any. This is probably super weird for you, I understand. But isn't it just so fun? Don't so scared. First guess. No, I'm not Satan. I'm too small, cute, and girly. And I'm not that mean, so. Right. You don't know me. So, do you want to get to know me? Next. Guess. Am I a devil or not? Not sure. Technically, Nah, I'd say no, but you were so close. A demon? Ding, ding, ding! You have won one favor. And now for the bonus question. What kind of demon? An imp? Right, you are, cutie. You're really good at this. Since you got the bonus question right, you get to ask me anything, and I have to answer it truthfully to the best of my abilities. Who am I and what am I doing here? That's two questions. But since you're so cute, I'll answer anyways. And besides, I like to break the rules. My name is Msevia, and I'm an imp girl, as you correctly guessed. So technically, I'm a half-human, but, you know, this reddish skin and tail and wings kind of give it away. Anyways, I'm here to talk to you, cutie. I've watched you for so long, and I wanted you to see me, so here I am. Ta-da! Aren't I cute? Powers? Ooh, I'm glad you asked. So, first of all, I can phase in and out between this and the demonic realm. So, basically, I can turn invisible or immaterial at will. Pretty cool, right? And what's more, I also know some fire magic, plus some funny illusion and scouting spells. That's right. Us imps are natural spies. No, I haven't used my powers for anything perverted. Yet. So, what do you say? Why don't we just start dating and I don't have to watch you from afar? I really, really prefer to be up close like this. And besides, you get to hang around me. Win-win. Right? Need some time to think, huh? That's okay. I talk, you think. But don't think I'm giving up just yet. Oh, I should tell you all I've done so far, so you can understand how good a girlfriend I could be. So, Remember last Valentine's Day when you felt all lonely and a card and some chocolates were delivered at your door? From a secret admirer. And here she is. You should have seen your face. You were so surprised. And then you freaked out, trying so hard to figure out who it was from. It's wrong. Then why is it so funny? Besides, now you get to see me, your secret admirer. Oh, and that other time when you hadn't practiced for a test and your teacher suddenly got sick? That was me. And then all the girls in class started talking rumors about how great a kisser you were. Who do you think started that? What does it matter if I don't know? We can always try, you know. Not yet? I like that answer. We're getting somewhere, and we could always make you good. And it won't be a lie. See? Us imps always find a way. When your bully slipped and fell down the stairs? Yep. And nobody would believe what they were saying. Everyone thought they just tripped over their own leg. It looked so damn stupid. That's also wrong? Why did it feel so good? It was just... Oh, come on! That piece of dirt deserved it. Right? So... Change your mind yet? Do you accept bribes? Glad to hear. A box of chocolate and a bouquet of roses. Good, huh? Oh, sure, you can put it on the table there. So, human, could I feed you the chocolate? Wouldn't that be cute? I got it for you, after all. Yay! Okay, open up. There we go. Isn't it good? That good, huh? More? You got it. Did I put anything in it? Of course I did, silly. Nothing poisonous, though. Do you know what oxytocin is? It's a chemical our brain produces, promoting trust and bonding. You could call it the love chemical. Also wrong? Well, don't you enjoy it, though? It hurts no one, and it feels so nice. So what about it? Wanna hold my hand? Or is that too lewd for you? Okay, here we go. Wow, you have nice hands. They fit perfectly in mine. It's almost we were made for each other, isn't it? Isn't it? Would it hurt you to loosen up a bit? Here, let me massage that neck of yours, you uptight human. Yep, you're definitely tight up there. Wanna see a magic trick? See? My warm imp hands relax your muscles immediately. It's like sitting in a sauna or taking a hot bath, isn't it? Pretty cool, huh? Now imagine if you had a girlfriend who could take care of you every time you got tense like this.
Good deal, right?
And all she'd want in return would be your love. Yeah, I can really see your body loosening up too. And your face is opening up too. That frown is gone and your beautiful features show. And your smile, it's so perfect. I just want to kiss you. Coming around to my way of seeing things? Is that a yes then? Good one. See? I wasn't lying. I knew you had it in you. So, what now? I don't know. Netflix and chill? I really enjoy the show Lucifer. So much cool music, a chill vibe, and a main character that's just so relatable. Or we can play video games. Yeah, Devil May Cry, or Doom, or Diablo, or Dark Souls. Or we could listen to some music. You like rock and metal, right? What am I saying? Of course you do. There's a reason I picked you. More kissing first, huh? Now you're thinking like a demon. Mm-hmm.